Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity Prayer Service. And we're so glad to be here this morning. It's a beautiful day out. Good day to come in and pray. So we're going to begin our prayer service with Sarah Carr Jordan reading to us the Daily Word.
Supportive. I am a supportive presence. It's often said that teamwork makes the dream work. Each of us contributes something different and necessary to the whole, and if even one piece of the puzzle is missing, the picture will be incomplete. Whether my part is to create a strong foundation, assemble the pieces, or add finishing touches, I do my part with an open and willing heart. The care and love of God are at the root of all the support I give. My divine nature supports my human nature, giving me all the guidance, strength, and wisdom I need to make a difference in the world. I embody and share these divine qualities when I come to the aid of those in need. I am the hands and heart of God, a support and help to all who need me. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 says, the gift he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for building up the body of Christ.
Thank you for that beautiful daily word, Sarah. And so as we continue to prepare ourselves to turn within, I found an article, and this was on one of the Unity websites, and I don't have the author's name of this article, but it's very beautiful. The name of it is Spirit Gives Life. That's a wonderful thought, isn't it? Spirit gives life. So just take a deep breath and let's make this journey together. A happy face, an enthusiasm for life, an energy that achieves worthwhile things. All these kindle our admiration when we see others expressing light and every evidence of good health that we observe in others. We may even wish that we had the same zest for living. Changing our thoughts about our bodies can bring us a new consciousness of life and health. By thinking and praying positively, we develop a firm realization of the spiritual quality of life and a better understanding of Jesus' words, it is the Spirit that gives life. That's in John 6. Verse 63. A Unity writer asked, in what way do you think of your body? Do you think of it as a temple of the living God, as composed of spiritual substance, as having light and life in every cell and atom? How do you see yourself? As weak and subject to disease? or as a spiritual being, one with the life of God, filled through and through with changeless, eternal life. The truth about you is that you are a spiritual being, empowered with the wholeness, life, and vitality of God. Isn't that a beautiful thought? We are empowered with the life, wholeness, and vitality of God. The real substance of our body is spiritual. The real nature of your being is spiritual. If you are to be strong, healthy, and enthusiastic about life, recognize yourself all the spiritual qualities that make you so. Remember, it is the Spirit that gives life. Right now, right where you are, start with the realization that you are God's perfect child. And feel God's healing life welling up within you, along with positive, life-stirring thoughts about your body. Consider its needs, rest, nourishment, and exercise. We really need to hear that again. Our bodies, these physical bodies, need rest, nourishment, and exercise. Pray for guidance, and you will know exactly what you should do to have the health and the happiness and achievement that accompany it. So our bodies is a temple of the living God, composed of spiritual substance and filled with divine intelligence. And you know what? As you believe this, I mean truly believe it, you will find that you feel stronger. You will find that you feel healthier. You will find that you feel more confident. You will see your body as it truly is, the temple of God's Spirit, the temple of health and perfection. Our love enfolds you as we pray for healing. We see you blessed with new vitality, joyous enthusiasm, and perfect health. We know that you are one with the healing, renewing life of God, and that it is at work within you right now. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. It is within you right here, right now. The healing, renewing life of God fills our minds and our bodies with the spiritual nourishment it needs to maintain the spiritual body. And as a result, we know what to do to maintain our human bodies. So take a moment and take a deep breath in. A deep cleansing breath, and release it, knowing that you are letting go of anything that would disturb the calm peace of your soul in this moment, right here, right now. Breathing in and breathing out, focusing on the Christ candle, or turning within and gently closing your eyes. Knowing that the healing that you desire is taking place and moving in and throughout you right now. Breathing in and breathing out, give yourself permission to relax in this moment, to let go, to know that God's got you. Breathing in and breathing out, knowing there's nowhere we'd rather be in this moment right now than taking this inward journey. Breathing in and breathing out, coming to that point deep within where we know once we step over the threshold into our inner chamber, all is well. Breathing in and breathing out, we make that step, and immediately in our inner chamber, we are enfolded with unconditional love. We are surrounded with a peace like none other. We are feeling and knowing we are in the flow of life, the stream of health and wellness, right here, right now. And we take a moment to sit and to rest and to trust in the quiet. And so we take a deep breath and get prepared to return to the presence here and now. But before we do, give thanks for the gifts you have received in the quiet. The gift of love and light, the gift of peace and wisdom. And we know that in this time of being filled, we take these gifts that we have been given and share them with the universe. And so, if anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if you want to hold someone in the essence of all that is, speak their names aloud or hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we enfold in this time of prayer anyone who has crossed the threshold of Unity Church of Light. And we expand our vision. We expand beyond St. Charles and Missouri, United States of America, crossing over the waters, knowing the oneness of all people. And we hold our president and those in power positions in our country. We hold them in love and light, knowing that the wisdom of spirit is moving in and throughout them right now. Dear God, for this and all things, we are eternally grateful. We surrender to do your work and to make your will our will, for we know that all you want for us is good. And we see that for the universe, right here, right now, we claim peace. And we claim love. And so, being that we are filled and overflowing, we share these words of the prayer protection with all beings together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And it is so, and so it is. Go forth and have a wonderful week.